All right. I'll just start off, first of all, from an injury standpoint, I think we pretty much came out of the game pretty healthy. Keenan Clayton's the only one that got a little nicked up there, and we'll see how much time he misses again. We've been pretty fortunate so far that we haven't had any real serious injuries, a lot of things that are going to be nagging us, but we came out of this game fairly healthy. Overall on the game, I was pleased with the way that we played. You're always going to look at the game and think that there's certain things that you can improve on. And when it's your first game of the year, we got a lot of improving to do. But I thought offensively, I thought we were able to move the ball pretty well. We can't have the turnovers. We got to make sure we get those things corrected. But I thought we were able to move the ball pretty well. I thought we were able to, really mix the run and the pass together and move the ball effectively. We got to be able to again, put seven on the board when we get those opportunities and not have to settle for field goals. I thought in the second half there, I thought Matt McGloin, I thought came in and did a really nice job. Him and Bryce Butler kind of had a couple connections there, and so that was good to see. I thought Matt Flynn was very composed in the pocket. I thought he did a nice job of moving the team. We had a protection error on the sack fumble that we got to get shored up. But I thought he was able to move the team. I thought Terrell Pryor was able to move the team. So I was pleased with really the way that those three quarterbacks played. And then, Tyler got in at the end of the game, and there's still some growing that we got to do with him. But I thought overall it was pretty good. Defensively, I thought, the fact that we were able to hold them after the sack fumble there and make them have to kick a field goal, I was pleased with that. We let them move the ball on us a little bit on the second drive, but we were able to, bow our backs a little bit and block the field goal at the end, at the end of the drive. So we got a lot of things that are positives, but we also got a lot of things we got to work on. Yeah, well, I think you see what the athletic skill set that really excites all of us is the fact that he's really a dual threat. He can run the football, and I thought he threw the ball pretty well at times tonight. So that's one of the things that we want to try to use that skill set, and hopefully it'll be another dimension to our offense. Well, I think he'd say he was a little disappointed in his performance tonight. I don't know that he kicked off as well as he would have liked to, and I really would have liked to see him knock that last field goal through. But overall, with where we've been in camp, I've been pleased with what Eddie's been able to do.
The interception prior to a poor decision. Do you think maybe he should have kept the ball?
He should have tucked it and ran it. I think that's one of those things, and that's one of the things that we've been talking a lot to our football team about, just playing smart, situational football. And I think one thing that we got to continue to work with Terrell is he's always trying to make the big play. He's always trying to make the spectacular play, and sometimes the best play is just put the ball underneath your arm and run it, go get the first down. Would have given us, first and goal inside the 5-yard line probably right there, because it looked like he could have run the ball for the first down. So those are all things that we got to work on, and he'll continue. He'll watch the tape. He'll continue to learn from it. He'll continue to grow from it. I think that's one of the traps you got to make sure that you don't fall into. But the way we look at it is, everybody's got a skill set that makes him unique, that makes him different. Everybody's got strengths. Everybody's got weaknesses. His ability to run the football is a strength, and we want him to use that.
Flynn's second drive, I think, was 12 plays and a lot of manageable down and distance. Is that kind of what you see from him? I mean, keeping down and distance is reasonable all the time.
Well, I think that's what successful offenses do. I think when you watch all the successful offenses and the great quarterbacks, they understand how to keep the chains moving and how to keep themselves in manageable situations. So as long as we can, gain positive yards on first and second down, put us in third manageable, you know, we're going to have a chance to move the ball. We're going to have a chance to keep the chains moving.
Do you see Pryor as someone you can mix in with Matt Flynn this season or a backup
at this point? Oh, I fully anticipate, you know, Terrell being able to be a guy that we can mix in there for sure. Well, I think he's gotten better at throwing the football. You know, I think he's worked extremely hard at that. I think he's got better at throwing the football. He's improved his decision making. He's still got some improvement that he's got to make. I think every day he comes out there and he gets a little bit better, and that's what we're looking for. I've been pleased with really where we're at from a quarterback standpoint. We still got a lot of work to do, but up to this point, I've been pleased.
You mentioned Matt Flynn's composure, talking about skill set. What skill set does he bring that you've seen in practice and then today?
Well, I think you know, when you look at Matt Flynn, you're not going to be wowed because he's the biggest, strongest, fastest, best arm, okay? But that's not what being a great quarterback in this league is all about. Being a great quarterback in this league is more about the mental part of the game than it is the physical part of the game. It's timing, it's decision making, it's accuracy. Those are some of the things that I see him being able to do.
Butler didn't have a lot of success in college. What have you seen from him in camp and out there tonight?
Well, he's a big target. He's fast. He's able to get in and out of breaks. You know, obviously he was able to do something, you know, after the catch today, so that was impressive. I think he's really had an impressive camp. I mean, the thing that you got to make sure, you know, with all rookies is we'll make sure we keep our thumb on him, make sure he doesn't read too much of the good stuff that you're going to write about him, and keep him improving.
Did you get what you wanted out of Darren in his short time?
Yeah. We planned on, you know, giving him about 6 to 8 reps. I don't know exactly what his play count was, but we wanted to get him a few touches early, get him 6 or 8 plays in the game, and then get him out of there. Well, that's something that I see him being able to do. I don't know if I'd see him doing it, you know, 70 snaps in a game. And I'm not comparing him to Von Miller, who I had in Denver, but, you know, we did the same thing with him, you know. And so, I see that being a function that he could potentially provide, you know, serve that role. But obviously, we got to continue to improve the pass rush, and the fact that, you know, really we didn't have Pat Sims, we didn't have Vance Walker, we didn't have Lamar Houston, and we were relatively, you know, pretty basic in this game as far as what we were doing and what we asked those guys to do. So, we got to keep working on the pass rush. We got to keep improving the pass rush, and we'll do that. With the defense? Yeah. I mean, I didn't like the fact that we let them go down there and score in the third quarter. But I thought overall, I thought we competed. I thought we played, you know, pretty smart overall. I think we gave up 16 points in the game. So, you know, when you can keep the score down like that, you got a chance to win. Well, I don't know that he's pressing. I just think that just like most rookies, I mean, you know, there's a growing process there for him. And he's got to continue to improve, you know, from the mental aspect of the game. And that's the toughest part for really for any quarterback, and specifically a rookie.
What did you think of the first team defense just in terms of, pre-snap adjustments, getting guys lined up, just basic stuff like that?
Yeah, I thought we executed, you know, as far as that was concerned, I thought we executed that pretty well. You know, a couple, couple of sloppy plays in there, I thought, but overall I was, you know, I mean, you know, really the object is to not let him score, and first team defense only gave up 3 points in a game, so.
Nick Roach had mentioned that he said technically he wasn't supposed to touch that ball on the block field goal, but he said it was probably going to hit him and he could get underneath it. Were you pleased with what he did end up doing, or you, would you
rather? Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, you got to make football decisions. The ball came right to him. I'm fine with what Nick did there in that situation.
Dennis, on Matt's fumble, how much of that responsibility is on him, and how much of the blame goes to the fact that there was a missed assignment there?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, there's 11 guys on the field, and all 11 of them, you know, are responsible for it. But, you know, that we just cut a guy loose right there. So that's more a function of the protection than it is the quarterback. Yeah, it's a wide open position. I think we got some talented guys, but I'm still waiting on the one guy to really jump up and say it's my job. And good thing is, I think all of them are improving. I think they're all competing, and we got three more preseason games to let that play out.
Thank you.